在约翰福音三章十六节。
Let's open our Bible to John chapter six。
我想有一些人都会背了，我们大家都来背。一、二、三。上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。我想许多基督徒都会背。
I know there's many Christians could memorize that verse.
我相信全世界的基督徒都会背这一节。
I believe all the Christians in the world memorize
this. 再背一次，一、二、三。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。好，我们今天要思想这一节的圣经。
Today we will think about this topic.
我们昨天思想到神的爱比人的生命更好。
Yesterday we have thought about God's love is far better than man's life.
一个人的生命没有上帝的爱，乃是一个不满足，是一个永远没有真正喜乐的生命。
A life without God's love is not a happy life.
神创造人是为他自己而创造的。
When God created man, He created for Himself.
所以一个人的生活与神之间的存在有一个相对性在其中。
So therefore, a person's life and God's existence, there is something there.
Relativity.
Relativity.
所以我们没有神，我们的生活就没有满足。
So therefore, we do not have God, we have no satisfaction.
我们看四周的一切。
But we see everything around us.
我们注意神所创造的宇宙。
We pay attention to the universe God has created.
我们在时间空间中间的考察。
In time and space, when we go to test it,
我们的良心的深处告诉我们神是存在的。
Deep down in our conscience, it tells us God exists.
这个声音是因为神把这一个印证放在我们的里面。
This voice is because of God has placed this proof in our heart.
所以我们只能做两样的事情。
So we can only do two things.
第一样事情就是领受这个见证。
First is to receive this witness.
第二个事情就是我们压制这个见证。
Second thing is to suppress this.
当我们压制这个见证的时候
，When we suppress this witness,
我们就过一个一生一世自己欺骗自己说谎的人。
We live entire life to be a liar to ourselves.
我们自己欺骗自己。
We lie to ourselves.
我们自己蒙蔽自己。
We cover ourselves up.
我们到年老要离开世界的时候，我们没有真正的平安。
When we are ready to leave this world, we know, oh, we do not have a true peace in our heart.
别样。当我们领受这个内心的见证的时候
，If we receive and obey to this witness,
我们就不能存留在只信神是存在的。
We cannot just stay in the stage that we believe the Lord.
我们要清楚地问自己，我的存在与神存在这件事情到底有什么关系
？We have to ask ourselves a question: What is the relationship between my existence and God's existence?
神与我之间应当用怎么样正确的方法来与他发生关系呢
？What is the right method to have relationship between God and I?
我与神之间需要有一个关联，那个关联就是永恒的关联。
There must be a connection between the God and I, and that is the connection of eternity.
神是我生命中间的一个你。God is a thou in my life. 所以我你之间的关系，那是最亲密、最密切的一个关系。
The relationship of thou or thee is the most intimate relationship that we can have.
人间没有这个永远的你。
In among people, there is no the eternal thee.
只有神有这个永恒的你。
Only the God has this eternal thou.
在诗篇第六十三篇里面告诉我们。
In Psalm 63 tells us.
人生的诗是何等的美丽。
That the humans.
这是关于人生的诗。The psalm concerning human life. 这是很美丽的一首诗。
This is a song that concerns about human life. It's a very pretty one.
这首诗里面可以分成两个大段。
In this psalm, it's divided two parts.
在第一节到第三节的时候
，from verse 1 to verse 3,
上帝是一个他
，God is a he.
但到第四节到第六节的时候，上帝是一个你
，but in verse 4 to verse 6, God is thou.
耶和华是我的牧者，他使我躺卧在青草地上，他领我到可安歇的水边，他到第四节的时候，我经过死荫的幽谷。你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。你看见了没有
？Did you see that in the Bible that from verse one to verse three, you all said that the Lord, He has led me, He has done things. But from verse four on, it's Thou has led me.
你与我同在
，Thou are with me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Thou staff and thou rod has comforted me.
你用油膏了我
，Thou has used oil to anoint me.
你是我的父辈满意。
Thou has made my cup runneth over.
我要住在你耶和华的殿里。
Therefore, I shall live in thy
hand, 直到永远远,
till forever.
所以一个人与神之间关系要从我他的关系改成我你的关系。
Therefore the relationship between I and God should be between I, he into I, thou.
神不是一个讨论的对象。
God is not only a topic of discussion.
神不是我们思想的题目。
He's not only a topic of thinking.
神乃是我们的生命中间与我们交通我们敬拜的那个位格。
God is a personality that we worship in our life.
有许多人他们相信神是存在的。
Many people believe that God exists.
这位神与我们的关系到底是怎么样的关系呢？
Therefore, what is exactly the relationship between God and me?
我们与神之间的关系，那个爱的关系。
It's a relationship of love.
是上帝爱世人。
Therefore, God loves the world.
甚至把他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his only begotten son.
叫一些信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
That all whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but
在这个痛苦的世界里面，
so therefore in this miserable world,
在这个犯罪的世界里面，
in this sinning world,
在这个黑暗的人类的社会里面，
in this darkness of human sin,
圣经告诉我们，上帝要把他的爱赐下来。
Therefore Bible tells that God wants to give down his love.
上帝爱世界上的人，
that God loves the man, people in this world,
甚至把他的独生子赐给他们，
that he gave his only begotten son.
神到这个世界成为人居住的地方。
God has made this world so that it be a dwelling place for man.
这个世界是宇宙中间唯一人可居住的地方。
This world is the only place in the universe that man can live.
当神还没有创造世人以前，
before God has created it,
已经为世人预备了一切最好的居住的条件。
God has prepared everything with the best quality to fit human life.
神造的太美好了。
That the creation God has given is the best.
人弄出来的太不好了。
Whatever human has made it is worse. Air pollution is not created by God, but by man.
虽然一方面用科学夸耀自己厉害，一方面用科学来弄坏神所创造的世界。
On the one hand, man used science to advance himself, but also destroy God's creation.
上帝爱世界上的人，
the God loves man on this world.
在人没有被造以前，一切的一切，一切的需要都已经齐全预备创造好了。
Before people are created, everything that human needs is already created.
这个次序乃是神的爱的一个记号。
This order is the symbol of God's love.
一个母亲还没有生孩子的时候，
a mother before she gave birth to a son or daughter,
她知道她快要做母亲了。
She knows that she wants to be a mother soon.
我告诉你，世界上最大的勇敢就是女孩子敢做母亲的那个勇敢。
Biggest courage in this world is the courage of a lady who wants to become a mother.
她从来没有做过母亲，就这样一做就做母亲了。
She said never be a mother, but suddenly she is a mother.
所以没有做过母亲以前的，没有一个人有做过母亲的经验。
So before a mother is a mother, there is never an experience of a mother.
那一个痛苦，
that pain,
那一个责任，
that's responsibility.
需要活的伟大刚毅的力量才能承担起来。
You need such a strong and great encouragement.
但是神呢，不是拣选男人做母亲，是拣选女人做母亲。
But God has not chosen men to be mothers, but women.
所以我们说女人是弱者，这句话不大对。我告诉你，比男人更强。
Therefore, we say that women are weak. It's not quite true. They're stronger than men.
里面那个长久忍耐的坚强。
They have this persistent strength in them.
那个爱使他有资格做母亲。
That love they have given the quality to be the mother.
做母亲的人可以没有多大学问。
A mother do not have to have great knowledge.
做母亲的可以没有经验。
They may not have a lot of experience.
做母亲的可以没有学位。
They probably do not have a degree.
做母亲的可以没有读多少书。
They probably didn't even read much.
但是做母亲的人如果没有爱，他就应当辞职，不可以做母亲。
If a mother doesn't have a love, she should resign. It will not be a mother.
所以这个爱的力量使人的生命被抚育起来。
So therefore, this power of love raised a human being.
上帝爱世界上的人。
That the Lord, God has loved the people in this world. So therefore he created all these wonderful things.
一个母亲知道她要做母亲的时候，
when a mother knows that she's expecting,
她一定的快快预备这个小孩子的床，预备这个小孩子的衣服，预备小孩子的尿布，预备小孩子需要的一切的东西。
She'll prepare everything, the diaper, the cribs, and all the food and everything else for the baby.
有没有母亲，你说呢，你孩子要生出来，为什么你不买床啊？
Is there any mother who said that your son is ready to get born? Why, how come you do not prepare anything?
她说我不知道多长嘛，等生出来凉凉才去买嘛。
Well, she said, I don't know how long it is. Let me wait until it comes out and I'll buy it.
等他生出来，我才去做他的衣服吗？
When he comes out, and then I'll measure the clothes.
这种母亲一定是神经病的母亲。
And this mother must not be a very good mother.
一个好的母亲为他没有生了婴孩，先预备一切。
A good mother always prepares everything before the child is born.
神没有创造人以前，为人预备了所需要的一切，这就是爱的一个记号。
Therefore, God has created everything before human beings are born. This is the symbol of His love.
但是神对人的爱的高潮，最高的那个高峰在哪里呢？
But what is actually the peak of God's love?
上帝爱世人，甚至把他的独生子赐给他们。
God has loved the world that He even gave His only begotten Son to them.
所以就基督到这个世界上来。
So therefore, Christ come into this world. That God has become flesh and come into this world. Therefore, it's like a visitation of God to human beings in this world. The expression, the highest expression of God's love.
哪里有爱，哪里就有给。
Wherever there is love, there is giving.
哪里有爱，哪里就肯施。
Where is love, there is willingness to give.
哪里有爱，哪里就有牺牲自己。
Where is love, there is self-sacrifice.
一个人爱，他就盼望能够。
When a person loves, he expects the other person will receive what he gives.
一个最吝啬的人，到他谈恋爱的时候，忽然间变成忘记应该要吝啬。
A most selfish person, when he started to start to be in love, he forget that he's selfish.
No, stingy.
Stingy.
一个吝啬的人，他变成不吝啬。为什么在爱里面就有一个给？
Because in love, there's a willingness to give.
那么神给这个世界什么呢？
So therefore, what God has given to this world. So many stingy people, they give other people the things they don't want. Whatever thing they want to throw away, they say, which poor people could I throw it to? So therefore, God put down His only begotten Son. God loved the world.
That
even give them His only begotten Son. Dear brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to the Greek, if you pay attention to English,
for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. 原来上帝如此爱世人，甚至把他的独生子赐给他们。那么在这里我们看见呢，这里提到了几个名词，好像不重要的。
So therefore here it tells us a few nouns that doesn't seem to be important.
原来或者原来上帝如此爱世人。
In English it says that God so loved the world. That is so.
甚至把他的独生子赐给他们。
These all talk about nouns of degree. I like these few words.
如此,
that
如此, so loved the world.
So loved the world.
如此爱世人,
that God so loved the world.
甚至把独生子赐给他们,
that He gave His only begotten Son. That is a degree of love.
我就举一个例子在这里,
I give you an example.
我喝了这杯水以后呢,
after I drink this cup of water,
我说这杯水如此甜,
I said that this water is so sweet.
如此甜,
so sweet.
那么你说那个如此甜到底是多甜的?
We said so sweet, how sweet?
我说如此甜就是如此甜。
I said sweet is so sweet.
你说我还不明白?
I don't understand.
如此甜到底多少甜?
Actually, how sweet it is.
我没有办法解释了。
I cannot.
我说你自己喝喝看，你就知道多少甜了。
You drink yourself, you know how.
所以当你喝了，你就懂得我的如此就是你那个如此。So
therefore, if you drink it, you know my so sweet is your so sweet.
你就把这四个字连在一起说，原来如此。So
if you put these words together, it's so that.
有许多的人从来不交主的恩典。And
other people who never realize the Lord's
grace of God, because they never taste. The grace of God.
You have 从来没有尝过神的恩典.
Oh, what he's doing cannot be done by the computer, you know.
这样子做，电脑绝对做不出来的。他还会翻译了。一个人经历了主的恩典以后， when a person experiences the Lord,
那么他就明白神的恩典了。
He knows His grace.
If you have never experienced the grace of God, how can you know by your reasoning power what kind of grace of God is so sweet? How sweet is the grace of God? 你现在不会翻译，你翻译吧。如果你从来没有经历过神的爱，从来没有去尝过神的爱，你这怎么你讲都在你的理想里面？有许多人不敢做基督徒。
There's a lot of people who don't dare to be Christian.
因为他想做的基督徒很可怕。
Because they think it's horrible to be Christian.
有一些基督徒不大好，我一做就变成那种不好的。
There's so many bad Christians. Once I become Christian, I'll be like this.
为什么你做一个很消极的人？
But why do you be so negative?
你与神之间的关系是你自己要负责的，不是他负责的。
The relationship between you and God is your own business, not His.
神创造了他，神也创造了你。
When God created Him, He created you at the same time.
所以圣经告诉我们，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，就知道是何等的美善，何等的甘甜。
Therefore, the Bible says, come and taste the grace of the Lord, and you know how sweet and how good it is. God has given them His only begotten Son.
这个容易不容易啊?
Is it easy thing to
容易不容易?
Do? His only begotten Son.
只有一个孩子,
only one.
把他送给人家,
and to give it away.
请问你几个孩子?
One.
男的女的?
Boy.
独生子。 请问你的孩子送给我要不要? 他一定说我不好意思讲要不要我问我太太看看怎么样就不容易给人的
It's not easy to give your only son away.
我的母亲有七个男孩子。
My mother has seven sons.
有两个女孩子。
Two daughters.
有一天呢,
One day,
把一个女孩子送给人了,
gave away one daughter.
我们的家庭是很大的家庭。
We have a big family.
我小的时候我住的房子比这个礼拜堂还更大。
When I was small, our house is bigger than this church.
三层楼的,
it's three stories tall.
有20个房间,
20 rooms.
请问你房子比我房子哪一个大?
Your house is bigger or mine?
所以我们每一个孩子有钱人都有一个奶妈照顾,我的奶妈顾我到5岁才走掉。
Every one of us has a nanny to take care of us in our family. And my nanny take care of me until I was 5 years old. A very big family.
我们从祖宗传下来都是很严谨这个敬拜这个祖先从孔夫子思想的家庭。
We are very, very strict through our ancestors to worship the thinking of Confucius.
像我们这样有文化有传统的家庭,
we have all the families like ours, culture and backgrounds. Why do we need to believe in Jesus?
我们有许多许多的钱财,
we have so many wealth.
我们还有许多许多的房子,
we have so many houses.
虽然我们看自己是相当傲慢的,
but when we look at ourselves, we think that we're very high.
但是有一天呢,
but one day,
他们说呢,这个第二个女儿啊, 是一个这个运气不大好的女儿。
But they said that the second daughter is not a lucky daughter.
所以呢, 要把这个女儿快快送给人家。
And because it's an unfortunate thing, so we had to give her away right away.
如果不把这个女孩子送给人家呢, 其他的兄弟都会死光了。
If you don't give away this daughter, all the other sons will die.
That's a superstition.
It's, 并不是很聪明。
But we have been in that kind of family.
But we're in 但是我们那个是在那个家庭里，所以怎么办呢？ Yeah, but what do we do?
我的母亲很难过。我母亲，
my my mother is very very grievous.
要送给人家很可惜。So
she gave away this very bad thing to do.
送给人家死光光。And
don't give away all the sons.
送给人家很可惜。And
give away the daughter.
不送给人家死光光。
If you don't give away all the sons,
所以结果怎么办呢?
So therefore, what does she do?
在迷信中间惧怕呢, 人就有顺服鬼魔的那个心。
In her superstition, she has this fear, and therefore she obeyed the evil spirit.
一个有地位、有钱财、一个有钱的家庭, 把孩子送给人不是很害羞的事吗?
A wealthy family give away a child, isn't that very shameful thing?
那么送给谁呢?
So who do we give to?
我们就送给我们对面一个很有地位的人。
So we will give to somebody who's living opposite us, also very rich.
他们厦门, 他是厦门市邮政,
but it's the postmaster of the post office in the city of
Arbor. No, the postman.
Postmaster.
Ah, postmaster. Okay. The postman. 那么他也很有钱。
So therefore, he's very rich.
谁就把这个妹妹送给他了。
So therefore, I give away this daughter, this sister.
那是我的姐姐哈。
That was my older sister.
送给他了以后呢。
So therefore, when we gave the daughter to
her, 母亲讲不要紧，因为对面谁要看，从楼上看就看得到了。
So therefore, since it's only opposite that we can see her from the upstairs,
要抱她也很容易。
If you want to hold her, it's very easy.
而且呢，这个她的父母是很有很好的家庭。
And also, they have a very good family there.
谁知道不久有中国同日本打仗了。
Who knows? After a few years, there was a war between China and Japan.
A few years, 不久以后，不是好几年以后，啊，就可能几个月以后。
Okay, probably a few months, not too long.
以后呢，打仗爆发了以后。
And therefore, when the war broke out,
许多这个官员就搬到重庆去了。
Many of these government officials, they moved into Chongqing.
重庆离开厦门大概有3000公里。
They're about 3,000 kilometers from Chongqing to Amoy.
坐飞机飞去把我的姐姐带去，从此不回家，我就不知道我那个姐姐现在在哪里。
And when they left with the airplane with my sister, and from there on, I've never seen her again. I don't even know where she is.
到现在我不知道。
As up to now, I don't know.
如果她还活着。
If she's still living,
大概今年是46岁。
She's probably 46 years old this up to date.
在哪里我不知道。
Where is she? I don't know.
是不是在大陆?
Maybe she's in
England. 是不是在台湾?
Maybe in Taiwan.
或者在 Pittsburgh.
Or maybe in Pittsburgh.
如果你是46岁, 可能你就是我姐姐。
If you're 46, probably you're my sister.
有一天呢, 我的母亲过了20年以后,
After 20 years of that incident, my mother,
有一天吃饭的时候,
when we were eating,
她说你们要记得有一个你们的姐姐在世界上。
She was saying to us, you should remember, you have a sister in this world.
如果有可能把她找出来,
if it's possible, fine wishes.
我说妈妈，这是很难的事情。
I tell my mother, Mom, this is very difficult.
中国人有几万万人。
Is how many
hundreds
of millions of Chinese?
怎么样去找一个已经几十年不见面，变成怎么样都不知道
？How could I find a person among all these people? I don't even know what she looked like.
名在哪里？辈子在哪里？也不知道。
Don't have a name. We don't have an address.
母亲说：“我做母亲的，我总还想有一天会见到她。”
But my mother said, "I'm the mother. I still wish one day I could see her."
神爱世人
，God loved the world.
甚至把他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his only begotten son.
一个母亲有九个孩子，送掉一个还在想，但是神把他的孩子赐下来，不是赐给那些爱他的人，乃是让世界上的人把他钉在十字架上。
But God has given us a son not to the people who love his son but to the people who has nailed his son to the cross.
上帝如此爱世人
that God so loved the world.
上帝把他的独生子赐下来
that he gave us his only begotten son.
请问我们对基督认识了多少？
Let us ask our question. How much do you know the Lord?
理想中间我们知道有一位神存在。
In our thinking, we know there's a God exists.
但是这位神是哪一位神呢？
But who is this God?
这位神是不是孔子所讲的天？
Is this God the heaven that Confucius talk about?
这位神是不是老子所讲的道呢？
Is this the word that Laozi talk about?
这位神是不是印度人所讲的婆罗门 Brahma?
But is this God Brahma that the Indians are talking about?
这位神是不是受了阿斯利什所讲的 Mazda?
Is this the Mazda of Aslism to talk about?
你们只知道汽车叫做 Mazda.
You only know there's a car named Mazda.
Mazda 这个字是那个像受了阿斯利讲话的那一位神。
But Mazda is actually a god of a certain theory.
我知道有一位神。
I know there's a god.
但是这位神到底是不是希腊人所讲的那个 Logos?
But is this god is really that Logos the Greeks talking about?
神在哪里？
Where is God?
我知道神是存在的。
I know he is.
我相信有一位神。
I believe there's a god.
但是这位神是不是基督教所讲的神？
But is this god the god that Christianity tells us?
有许多人在他的内心的深处知道神是存在的。神是独一的，但是他们不能相信耶稣基督就是那位神。
Many people in deep down in their heart they believe that God is there. They believe God is one, but they do not believe that this Jesus Christ is that God.
当我十六七岁的时候，我在高中里面念书，我对基督教的思想同信仰从头在里面从头衡量。
When I was 16 or 17 years old in high school, I weighed out all the thinkings about Christianity.
我那个时候已经接受了唯物论主义，接受了共产主义的思想，也接受了无神论的思想，接受进化论的思想。
I have at that time received the evolutionist thinking. I received many other thinking, communism or atheism,
materialism,
also.
Atheism, all kinds of philosophy school. I was greatly influenced at that time, so I. Skeptic, I was so skeptic toward the Christian faith which had been given to us from my mother. 所以我那个时候从头 re-evaluate 的时候，我就感觉我应当以我的理性来排拒这些事情。
Therefore, when I was re-evaluating the whole thing, I was thinking I should use my rationale to push away all these Christianity.
基督徒是很笨很笨的人。
We know that Christians are very, very dumb.
基督徒说耶稣基督是上帝。
They say that Jesus Christ is God.
基督徒又说耶稣基督是上帝的儿子。
But they also said that Jesus is God's son.
怎么又是上帝又是上帝的儿子？
How could it be God and also son of God?
如果是上帝就不是上帝的儿子，是上帝的儿子就不是上帝，连这种事情都不懂，傻里傻气。
If you do not know the logic that is God is not God's son, if it's God's son, it's not God.
陈天恩就是陈天恩，陈天恩又是陈，你名叫什么？
啊，
陈天峰就陈天峰，陈天峰怎么会是陈天峰的孩子呢？
啊，Tony is Tony. How can Tony be Tony's son?
他就是他，就不是他的孩子。
I'm definitely me, not my son.
他是他的孩子，就不是他。
If his son, he's not him.
所以，如果上帝有孩子的话
，Therefore, God has a son.
那么，上帝的太太是哪一个呢
？Then who is God's wife?
上帝同谁结婚呢
？Who did God marry to?
如果上帝是耶稣基督的父亲的话
，If God is Jesus Christ's father,
天父上帝天母是谁呢
？Then God the Father, who's God the Father?
那他们怎么样结婚的呢
？How did they get married?
谁做媒人的呢
？And who is the judge for marriage?
那上帝会生孩子呢
？How did God give birth to a son?
我对基督徒的信仰产生了很多的反。
So therefore, I have many negative thinking about Christianity.
基督徒说我们都是上帝的儿子。
And also Christians say we all are God's son.
你是不是上帝的儿子？
是。
你看他就讲了， yes. 你是上帝的儿子。是。
Are you God's son?
他说他是上帝的儿子。
Are you God's son?
那么基督徒如果是上帝的儿子，那么上帝多少孩子啊
？If Christians are sons of God, how many sons does he have?
你说上帝有许多许多的孩子。
You say all there's so many.
凡是信耶稣的人，接待他的人，就他赐给他权柄做神的儿女。
All whosoever received Jesus and Jesus gave them the authority to be God's child.
我们都是神的儿子。
And we are all God's children.
基督徒又说，上帝有一个独生子。
But Christians also say that God has only one only begotten Son.
父生子只有一个, 怎么会一大堆呢?
His only begotten Son, how could you be a whole bunch?
一大堆就不是一个, 一个就不是一大堆.
If the whole bunch is not just only begotten, if the only begotten is not a whole bunch.
我心里想, 各些基督徒都是神经病的人。
So therefore at that time I say all these Christians are
crazy. 这里基督徒都是没有头脑的人。
All these Christians do not have thinking, don't have
brains. 所以他们很笨的随便接受那些东西了。
So they are very stupid, they just accept all those talking.
我那个时候对上帝就是上帝，我不要信你了。
So therefore I said to God, does God ought to believe you?
虽然你存在，你在哪里，我不管你。
Maybe you're existing, but I don't know where you are, I don't care.
你在哪里，我不知道，我知道我在这里。
I don't know where you are, I know I'm here.
我不要信你了。
I don't want to believe in you.
如果你真的把真理向我显明,
if you really show me the truth,
我真的明白真理,
if I really understand the truth,
我不但真的信你,
I not only will believe in you,
我要一生一世奉献给你, 去解答许多清点的人。
I'll give you myself entirely for my entire life to answer the question.
如果我自己的理性不明白这些事的话,
but if in my own rationale I cannot understand,
那我就不相信你了。
Therefore I will not believe in you.
感谢上帝,
but I praise God.
又真又活的神给我许许多多的光照,
that is true and living God really give me a lot of light.
许多的书给我很多的帮助,
many books that help me.
所以我的信心坚固起来了。
So therefore my faith is being built up.
我对主的真理开始了解了。
So I started to realize the God's truth.
今天的许多的青年人看爱因斯坦的书看不懂，他就看自己是完蛋。
There are many young people when they see Einstein's writing, they cannot understand. They say, "Oh, I'm in trouble."
看科学家的书看不懂，就查字典，就哭，哭了就擦眼泪，就拿皮箱回台湾。
And many students who just check the books of science, they can't read it, they cry and they go back to Taiwan.
看人的书看不懂就自卑感, 看神的书看不懂就骂上帝, 你看其有其力不其无。
There are many people who do not understand men's writing, they have self-pity, but they do not understand God's writing. They curse God.
耶稣基督是上帝的独生子。
Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God.
那么这个字到底是什么意思呢?
But what does these words mean?
如果上帝有一个独生子,
if God has the only begotten Son,
为什么说他有许多其他的儿子呢?
Well, how does he have so many other sons?
如果上帝是耶稣基督的父亲,
if God is Jesus Christ's Father,
为什么是耶稣基督是神呢?
Why is Jesus Christ God?
那么耶稣基督如果有父, 请问他的母亲是谁呢?
If Jesus has father, a God the Father, who is his God the Mother?
今天我们要先解释这几个重要的问题。
Today we should explain some of these important questions.
第一个问题就从这个字来看的。
First question, we should start looking at these words.
耶稣基督是子, 他从父中间有父子之间的相对性。
That Jesus is Son, and therefore there is a contrast between Son and...
Not contrast, a relativity.
Relativity of Son and the Father.
Between Father and Sonship. 这个父与子之间的关系，子之所以为子，是对父来讲的；父之所以为父，是对子来讲的。
If a son is a son, it's relative to the father. If the father is a father, it's relative to the son.
所以父与子是共存的。
So therefore, it's coexisting of a father and a son.
父对子来说是父，子对父来说是子。
In relation to the father, the son is a son, and vice versa.
陈弟兄生了一个孩子。
Our brother Chan has given birth to a son.
到底是他使那个孩子成为他的孩子, 或者那个孩子使他成为那个孩子的父亲呢?
It's because of that son making the father, or it's because of that father making that son?
这个是很重要的问题。
There's a very important question.
所以请你注意思想这个，我们先用理性的阶段来思想一下。
We're now using a little bit of rationale as to think about this question.
Is he the cause to cause his son to become his son? Or is his son is the cause to cause him to be his son's father?
他跟他的儿子，他是因呢还是果？
你明白这个意思吗？
Do you understand this?
所以如果他没有孩子，他永远不做父亲，对不对？
If he does not have a son, he will never be a father. Is that right?
如果他不是父亲，那个孩子永远不做孩子，对不对？
If he's not a father, that son will never be a son. Is that right?
父之所以为父，因为子的存在。
Therefore, the existence of a father because of the existence of a son.
所以子就成为子，因为父的存在。
And because it's the existence of the father, therefore a son is a son.
父的存在对子来说是一个相对性的存在。
So therefore the existence of the father is relative to the son.
子的存在对父来说也是一个相对性的存在。
And also the existence of the son is also relative to the father.
What you are listening now is something original, not yet written in the book.
你们在这边听的是原本的，不是从书里来的。我要你们好好思想。 I want you to think about it.
子与父的这个相对的关系。
So therefore this relativity between Son and the father,
不是以人的思想去想结婚有太太生孩子那个思想的。
It's not in the man's thinking that there's a marriage, that there is a give birth to a son.
我是一个人,
I'm a man.
人需要了结婚才生孩子。
We must get married first in order to have children.
这个是人的生理的定律。
And this is a law of man.
这个定律是神所造的。
But this law is created by God.
如果你把上 帝所创造的定律来捆绑上帝的话，你犯下一个很严重的错误。
You commit a great mistake if you use the law that God has created to bind God.
Do not bind the creator with the creator law.因为神是创造者，他不在被造世界的定律里面受捆绑。
Because God is the creator, so he is not bound by the law that he has given to the creatures.
你每次看的钢琴都是这种钢琴。
So therefore, when you see the piano, it's always this piano.
你所看的是一个这个 grand piano.
You always see the grand piano.
所以你以为所有的 piano 都是这样的。
So therefore, you think that all piano look alike, like that.
有一天你看到一个 upright piano 的时候呢
？So therefore, one day you see a box piano.
你说这个不是 piano.
Said, that is not a piano.
这个是 monster. That is something very different, very strange. I don't know what is that. Not a piano or not here, I don't know. 你所以你不承认了。
Therefore, you do not recognize as a piano.
但我告诉你，做 piano 的人他有权柄，这么做也有权柄，那么做你不可以用做的、被做的来捆绑做的，你明白
？Therefore, the person who created the piano, who makes the piano, has the right to decide how the piano will look. You cannot use the appearance of the piano to bind the person who makes the piano.
当神创造人的时候
，Therefore, when God created man,
他以男女结婚生孩子的定律来把这个遗传的可能性出下来。
So therefore, he created a law that men and women must get married, so in order to have their race continue on.
So the law of the genetics.Are created even by God Himself. We must not bind God with the law of genetic created by God. In a sense, 创造者
because God is the creator.
所以呢，我们今天不能以那样的思想来思想神。
Therefore, we cannot use that thinking that God's created to think about God.
我们回到刚才所讲的相对性的关系。
Let's go back to the topic we just had about being relative.
Relationship in the relativity between father and son. Toward the son, father is called father.Son is called son. Toward the father, he is called son. Son and father. 我请问你，当你生你那个男孩子以前，你是不是父亲？
不是。
Now let me ask you. Before you give birth to that son, are you the father?
当那个孩子没有生出来，他是不是孩子
？Before that son is born, are you the father?
Is he the son? 你不是父亲，他也不是孩子，对不对呢？那么，请你注意一个问题啊。
Therefore, pay attention to this question.
当那个孩子一生出来的时候
，When that son is born,
请问你先做爸爸或者他先做孩子
？Are you father first or his son first?
You become the father first or he become the son first?
你做父亲先做？
在我们普通的观念里面，当然父亲先，对不对呢
？In our general thinking, it's always father.
父亲先有才有孩子，对不对
？Because it's always father first, then the son.
这是不可能的事情。
But that's impossible.
如果你先做父亲，我要问他还没有出来，你先做谁的父亲呢、
Let me ask you this: if you're father first before the son comes out, whose father are you?
说如果你做父亲，因为有一个子，你才是父亲了。
Therefore, you are a father because you have a son.
虽然父与子虽然是相对的，但是它的存在是永恒的。The pre-existence of father and son, co-eternal from eternity to eternity. There's no difference of time because God transcends time, and time was created by God Himself. Funny. 神创造了时间，所以神是超越时间的。超越时间的神在永恒里面不能用时间来定。为这个缘故呢，父与子的这个关联呢是永恒的，它就不被时间所捆绑。那我们思想下去，这个子的意义是你弄明白了。
Let's continue. The second thing.
为什么说子呢
？Why do we say son?
这是表示相同的生命的意思。
Because we mean that it's the same life.
人的儿子是人。
The son of a man is a man.
父亲的生命是人的生命，孩子的生命也就是人的生命。
The life of the father is the same as the life of the son. They are both men.
这个呢叫做呢同质的生命 ，the same essence of life.
Therefore, it's the same essence of life.
在这个希腊文叫 osia， 这个质，父的本质同质的本质是一样的。
In Greek, it's osia, is the essence of the father and the son. They are the same.
所以约翰福音第五章二十六节告诉我们。
So therefore, John chapter 5 verse 26 tells us,
父怎么样在自己有生命， that, 也照样赐给他的儿子，照样在自己有生命。
That how the father in himself has a life, that he made the son in himself has a life also.
所以这位上帝是 self-dependent, the self-sufficient and self-existent God.Without any cause behind him to cause his existence, 神的存在不需要另外一个在后面的原因来支持他的存在，因为他的存在是自我成全、自我依靠，也是自我独立存在的存在。这位神才是真正的神。这样呢，神就不是被盗的，神也没有别的源头。
Therefore, God has never been created; has no other source for God.
因为父在自己有生命。
Therefore, the Father in Himself has life.
子也在自己有生命。
That the Son in Himself has life also.
第三个问题。
The third question.
耶稣基督是上帝的儿子，也是上帝，怎么解决这个问题呢？
That Jesus Christ is also the Son of God. How do we solve this question?
现在请你注意，你是不是人？
Let me pay attention to this. Are you a man?
你是不是人？
Are you a man?
我问你。
Yes.
是。我奇怪，他不敢回答。你是不是人？
是。
是。
Yes.
你是不是人的儿子？
Yes.
你看了。他又是人又是人的儿子，你明白吗？ He is man and he is also at the same time the son of man. You understand me? So, 他是人也是人的儿子。
Therefore, he is a son and also son of man.
人也可以是人的儿子。
So therefore, a man could be a son of man.
耶稣基督也是神也是神的儿子，为什么不能啊？
So therefore, why can't Jesus be also son of God and God?
这是很简单吗？
Isn't that very simple?
人的儿子是人，神的儿子是神，人的儿子是人，甘愿，神的儿子是神，你就不甘愿，你奇怪了。
It's very strange that people recognize if you're son of man, you're a man, yes, but you're son of God, you're not God.
人的儿子是人。
So therefore, the son of man is man.
神的儿子是人，是神。
God's son is also God.
他同时又是人又是人的儿子。
It's the same time a man and also son of God.
他同时又是神又是神的儿子。
Same time God and son of God.
为什么你说这是不可能的事情？
Why do you say that's impossible?
但是你说，哎，好像对，但是有一点不大对。
But you say the problem is true, but there's something in there.
不大对的一方是人的儿子是人，父亲是一个人，孩子是两个人嘛。
But you said that the father and also being the son are two people.
这个神的儿子是神，耶稣基督又是神，耶稣又是神的儿子，我可以接受。但是基督徒说呢，只有一位神。
I can accept that Jesus is God and also has a God the Father. But
No. Jesus is God and Jesus is the Son of God. So if he is God and he is at the same time the Son of God, how come Christians only confess there is only one God? 所以这个怎么能成立呢？二和一之间的关系是什么？
So there was a difference between two and one.
我现在举一个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a very simple example.
大家看这里。
Let's pay attention to the board.
眼镜擦清洁，擦清洁一点。
Wipe your glasses.
我这里画一条线。几条线
？A line. How many lines?
几条线？大家都几条线
？Everybody say how many?
一条线。
One.
我再画。几条线
？How many lines?
啊 ？Two. 来，你来看清楚一点。
Come up and take a look.
我再画一次。
Let me draw one.
很大力的画。几条线
？How many lines？
啊？几条线？还是一条线
？Still one line。
几次
？How many times？
你怎么证明三次
？How do you prove three times？
你怎么证明三次
？How could you prove it three times？
你看到了
？You saw it.
You saw me draw three times there, but you see now there's only one line. The fact I draw three times have been seen by you. What about those people who are not here? Have not no opportunity to see when I draw.They will never prove that is three times. You understand me? Okay. This is something three and one can be together. 三和一可以在一起的。那么这是一件可能的事情。
It's a possible thing that three and one could be together.
我现在再举一个很简单的例子。
Let me give you another simple example.
当我在这里讲道的时候。
When I'm here to preach to you.
讲。
And talk and talk.
前天我讲一天道。
Two days ago I talked one sermon.
许多基督徒听到了。
Many Christians heard it.
所以那一天道本来在我脑子，后来变成在你脑子了。
It was originally in my brain, but now becoming your brain.
昨天我再讲一篇道。
Yesterday I talked another sermon.
许多人过来听了。
Many people heard again.
今天我再讲一篇道。
Today I say a sermon again.
更多的人来听了。
It's more people.
那么请问，我头脑里面这一篇道讲出来以后，我里面有没有少一篇呢
？So therefore, when I say I gave out one sermon, did I have one sermon less in there?
你明白我的意思吗？
You understand?
你们卖东西的卖一个。就少一个了，对不对了
？When you do business, when you sell one, you lose one.
音乐家弹一次，没有少一首里面的。
The musician play a song, but they do not lose the song.
传道人讲一篇就没有少一篇，里面还有一篇。
A minister give a sermon doesn't mean that he will lose one sermon.
所以这个时候我们就跳过那个物质的加减方式来认识多含义的关系。
So therefore, we jump over the mathematic law of addition. Or subtraction in matters.
你说一加一加一等于三。
You say one plus one plus one equals three.
一加一加一不可能等于一。
You say one plus one plus one would not be one.
但这个事情不能用这个观念来解释。
But now we cannot use that concept to explain.
当我那一篇道理传出去的时候
，When I gave that way that sermon,
你们这里许多人都听见这一篇道理了。
Most of the people here have heard that sermon.
每一个人带回去了。
Everybody brought it back.
如果有一百人听
，If 100 people listen,
这一篇就变成一百篇了。
This one sermon become 100.
如果有一千个人听
，1,000 listen.
每一个人就把一篇道理带回去，一千个人带回去就变成一千篇了。
If 1,000 people brought by the message, there will be 1,000 sermons.
这一篇的本来是在我的头脑里面。
That this sermon is original in my brain.
当我讲出来以后
，After I speak it out,
那么就跑到你的头脑里面了。
It jumps into your brain.
你在这里听的时候 就跑到你头脑里面的。
It jumps into your brain.
你回去了以后,
after you go back,
我里面那个一并没有减去一。
That one something in me did not decrease.
虽然减了一还是等于一。
Even though it's subtract one, it's still one.
但你里面那个本来不知道这一篇道，听了以后真的得到一篇道。
But in you is actually zero, but have one sermon in there is one.
所以这里的减一等于一，哪边加一还是等于一。
But in your brain, plus one is one, but in my brain, minus one is still one.
这你看见什么呢？ 这个就是两个同一个的关系，现在产生一个关系。
So therefore, this is a relationship between two and one. Here we have one produced, being produced.
我们在这里讲到的时候，
here we are being give a sermon.
有人把它录音起来了。
Some people tape it down.
把它录在一个录音带里面的。
They tape it down in a cassette tape.
这一个 cassette tape, 这个是一个录音带。 那么现在把它录进去了。
Here I record all the messages in there.
录进去。 那这一个 cassette tape 本来是一个 cassette tape。
Here in this cassette is one cassette tape.
Cassette tape 加上一篇道录进去，里面还是一个 cassette tape， 对不对？
One cassette tape plus one message is still one cassette tape.
那么这个一是一个 cassette 的一，也是那一篇的一。
But this last one is the one not only of the cassette but also of the message.
哇，你说今天我听了明白，我明白基督教的道理是很奇妙的。
But today I really understand. It's very mysterious.
所以你说某某人啊，请你录音带要替我录一卷，我要寄到 San Francisco 去，因为我那一个段哥哥就在那边。
So therefore you say I want to mail one of the cassette tape to San Francisco. Could you make an extra copy for me?
Okay, I make a copy for you.
你说好，我帮你再录一遍。所以他就翻一个了。 So therefore, you just copy one.
一篇的录成一百篇的时候，
when one copy copied out 100,
每一个 cassette 里面都有一篇，对不对？
Every one of the cassette has a message.
Is it right? 对不对？
Right?
一篇，那么请问，一共加起来有几篇？
But all together, you add them together. How many sermons are there?
几篇呢？ 还是有一篇。
Still one.
所以你明白了吗？
So therefore, do you understand?
我这个缘故，你不明白三位一体，我告诉你，今天稍微可以明白了。
So if you do not understand what the Trinity God is, now you can understand.
那么，这个当把这个录音带录进去的时候，
so when this message being recorded in the cassette,
我不知道你们物理学家有没有曾经做过这样的试验，那一个 cassette 还没有录以前的重量，同录了一篇的重量以后，有没有加重一点点？
I don't know whether here the physicist had done the experiment, but the cassette tape before and after recording, is there any difference in the weight?
有吗？
Is there any?
有吗？ 我想。 大概没有。
I think probably not.
我不是物理学家。
I'm not a physicist.
我这个是讲大概可能也许大概没有的。
I said approximately, probably, maybe.
我不是讲肯定的话。
I cannot say that this is definite.
但我告诉你。
But I tell you.
你称的时候没有什么重量的差别。
When you go to weight, you wouldn't have too much difference.
但当你听的时候。
But when you listen to
it. 你说这一个人讲到讲得很重。
You said this person speak a very heavy message. Very weighty.
为什么这么重的信息在里面？
Why is this such a heavy message in there?
唯物论说多少重？
But the materialism says, how heavy is it?
所以物质的重，从那个里面意义的重，是完全不同的一件事。
The weight that we have in our thinking, talking about it, is different from the material weight.
很简单的比喻。
Let me give you a simpler and simpler.
请问基督教的圣经一共有几本呢？
Let me ask you, how many copies are there in the Christian Bible?
How many Bibles do Christians have?
How many Bibles?
几本呢？ 基督教的圣经有几本？ 大家说几本？
Everybody say how many Bibles are there?
一本。
One Bible.
Right? 只有一本。
There's only one Bible.
如果这样什么时候轮到我看呢？
If this is the case, when do I get a chance to read it?
基督教的圣经只有一本， 基督徒10,000,000。 那么我要摸一摸都要等几十年才摸到，
so
因为只有一本嘛。
So if there's only one Bible and there's such so many billions of Christians, I have to wait 20, 10, 30 years to
touch
it. That
is more than 1 billion Christians, more than 1,000 million Christians in the world. And you say there's only one Bible in the world. If there's only one Bible, what is the time of my turn to read that only one Bible? You say, oh, that only one is one. And I have another one. How come? You have another one. If there's only one, how come you have another one? 所以这个一统那个多之间的关系是很奇妙的。
So therefore, it's very strange between this one and that many. There's a difference.
你有你的圣经。
I have my Bible.
我有我的圣经。
He has his Bible.
还有他的圣经。
You have your Bible.
每一个人有每一个人圣经。
Everybody has a Bible.
你的圣经是一本圣经。
You have one Bible.
我的圣经是一本圣经。
I have one Bible.
但是全世界基督徒只有一本圣经。
But altogether, all the Christians in the world, there's only one Bible.
父是神。
So therefore, God is the Father.
The
Father is the God.
子也是神。
The Son is also God.
圣灵是神。
The Holy Spirit is God.
Holy Father is God. Holy Son is God. And Holy Spirit is God. But there is not three God. But there is only one God. You understand the one and the oneness. You understand the osia. You understand the substance. You understand the essence of the triune God are the same substance, same essence, but three different persons. Holy Father, Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. 感谢上帝，上帝的儿子，他这子表示呢是神与神相对的。第二样，我们解释第二个字，上帝的独生子，这个生什么意思呢
？Let's explain the second meaning. The only begotten Son, what does begotten mean?
上帝的独生子是下来，这个生的。
Begotten Son.
子的相对性是父
the relativity of the son is the father
生的相对性乃是造
the relativity to begun is creation
什么意思呢耶稣基督是生的而不是被造的
you know that the
独生子这个生什么意思呢
let's explain the second meaning the only begun son what does begotten mean
上帝的独生子出下来这个生的
it's begun son
子的相对性是父
the relativity of the son is the father
而生的相对性乃是造
the relativity to begun is creation
什么意思呢耶稣基督是生的而不是被造的
you know that the Jesus Christ is being begun not created
the qualitative difference between Jesus Christ and all the rest of mankind is this that all are created but Jesus is begotten from the fatherFrom eternal source, the eternal oneness or eternal substance of God. That is the reason he is a totally different, qualitative different with all the rest. He is not begotten. He is not created, but he is begotten. 耶稣基督是被生而不是被造。为这个缘故呢，他与所有的宗教、与所有的政治、与所有的哲学的领袖有个绝对不同的本质。这个是第二个字
This is the second word
今天我们把基督同其他的宗教等量齐观吗
Today do we put the same quality with Jesus with all the other religions
Do you equalize Jesus Christ with other religion founders? That is unfair Because all the religion founders They just want to seek for the truth They are in the human subjectivity They want to know They are pursuing And they want to look after Where the truth is But Jesus Christ is the manifestation of thatAbsolute truth in human world. 他道成肉身，被生的而不是被造的。他来到世间，与人不同的地方是所有的宗教的领袖乃是要寻找真理。而耶稣基督道成肉身以后，他是以真理的身份来向世人显明的。这是第二样。第三个字我们要解释。
The third word we want to explain.
上帝把他的独生子赐下来。
God has given his only begotten son.
这个独什么意思呢
？Only what does it mean?
就是在人之间。在天下没有别的名 This is the only one
This is the only name that's given to this world
所以耶稣基督说什么呢
So therefore what does Jesus say
我就是道路我就是真理我就是生命
I am the way I am the truth and I am the life
若不借着我没有人能到父哪里去
Not through me no one can reach the father
有一些人就说你这样骄傲、啊、
People say
Why are you so proud
Why are you so proud
没有人借着你就不能到父哪里去
How come we have to go through you
你这样厉害、
啊、Such as
And you're so superior, huh? Why are you so superior? Why are you so proud? You're boasting yourself that not even one can come to Father but by me. Who are you? If I do not go to Father through you, what are you going to do with me? Huh? 我不要借着你到上帝，你要怎么样？所以有许多的非基督徒或者许多对基督教的信仰有所怀疑的人，常常发问我从前问过的问题。
There's so many Christians who have this kind of doubt, or who ask this kind of question which I asked before.
就耶稣太骄傲了。
That Jesus is too proud.
他才是。
He is.
别人不是
Nobody else.
信他就得救
If you believe in him, you'll be saved.
不信他就不得救
If you don't believe in him, you do not be saved.
我信孔子也差不多吗
I believe in Confucius.
差不多是差不多，不差不多了，就是差了。
But it's not the same.
你说我信这个老子也一样吗
I believe in Taoism.
我信孟子也一样吗
I believe in Mencius.
我信释迦牟尼也一样吗
I believe in the Buddha.
这个独自到底是什么意思呢
All these words come to what does the word only mean?
昨天我与大家思想神的存在。不会因为你承认它存在而变成更存在。
Yesterday we talked about the existence of God. Now will not become more existential because you believe that He is.
神的存在也不会因为你不承认它存在就变成不存在。
And His existence will not be denied if you deny His existence.
神所预备的救恩的单独性不会因为你否认就变成多元性。
The uniqueness of God's salvation will not be because your denial becomes plurality.
以神的这个单独性也不会因为你不相信就变成不是单独的
the uniqueness, the uniqueness of God will not be because your denial will not become the only one
there's the only way the only salvation the only redemption prepared and provided by God It doesn't depend on what kind of your reaction and response you have. 感谢上帝。现在我举一个很简单的例子。
Praise the Lord. Let me give you a very simple example.
二加二。
Two plus two.
等于多少？
What is it equal to?
一个人说，哦。
One person says five.
另外一个人说七五吃力，我不要五，你要怎么样？
One person says, I don't believe it. What is it?
二加二等于八。
Two plus two equals eight.
另外一个学生说。
One person says,
二加二等于三。
Two plus two equals three.
这个更好看了。
It's easy as.
我喜欢这个，你要怎么样？
I like this. What are you gonna do about it?
等于一百五十八。
Two, and that says 158.
因为它的门牌158号。
Because its door number is
二加二等于七。
It's seven.
Okay. 五说你错。
Five says eight is wrong.
你错。
Three is wrong.
你错。
You're wrong.
你错。
You're wrong also.
他有资格讲别人错的。
He has the right to say that.
因为这些人都错了。
Because all of them are wrong.
对不对呢？
Is that right?
但是他讲我对就不对了。
But when he said I'm right, he's wrong.
因为他自己也是不对的。
Because he's wrong also.
所以这个八就说你错。
So therefore the eight says five is wrong.
你错。
Three is wrong.
你错。
You are also wrong.
但是他不能讲我对。
But he cannot say I'm right.
他只能说我在找大概我对。
Because I'm looking, probably I'm right.
我正在寻找我大概我对。
I'm still looking.
突然间有一个跑进来了。
Probably suddenly somebody came in.
那一个说你们都错，我才对。
Somebody come and says you're all wrong.
Who is that?
I'm right.
Who is that one?
Who's that one?
That one is
what
four.
Is the number?
The absolute one. When the absolute one appears, when the absolute one manifests himself, when the absolute one reveals himself, he is qualified enough. He is the only one with the qualification to say, all of you are wrong. You are all made mistakes. And I only is the only one right. He has that kind of right. 只有他有这样的资格。那么请问这个绝对者自己讲的时候，是不是他很骄傲呢？
But let me ask you this question: when this only one, the absolute one, we said I'm right, is he being proud?
是不是骄傲呢？
Is he proud?
这不是骄傲吧？
It's not being proud.
这是真理的表现。
This is telling the manifestation of the truth.
我盼望我们年轻的人。
I hope our young people.
在我们人生的道路对这个真理同信仰的事情，我们不要随便。
In the path of our life with these, the truth, the question of truth, let us not be, without being
serious. Don't be casual.不要随便。
Don't be casual.
人家信耶稣，你也跟着信耶稣。
The other people believe in Jesus, you follow.
人家不信耶稣，你也跟着不信耶稣。
But do not believe in Jesus, you follow.
你就做一个没有骨头的人。
And become a person without backbone.
不要随便信耶稣。
Do not just believe in Jesus.
但是
casually.
也不要做一个随便不信耶稣的人。
But don't be a person who do not believe in Jesus casually.
我们不是没有受教育的人。
We are not person who are illiterate.
我们不是没有文化的人。
It's not we do not have background.
我们是有思想的人。
We have thinking.
但是我告诉你，不要以为你的思想足够资格来明白一切的事情。
But don't think that because of you have rationale, you have the right to judge all things.
因为人的理性是有限制的。
Because the rationality of man is limited.
好，我们现在再谈到另外一件事情了。
Now let's talk about another thing.
这个真理的对性已经显明出来了。
So therefore the truth of the action is of this truth is being manifest.
神是独一的。
That God is unique.
神的独生子是一个的。
That he has only one son.
好，上帝的独生子吃下来了以后呢。
So, okay, God has sent down his only begotten son.
你说我还不明白一件事情。
So, I still don't understand one question.
如果耶稣是上帝的独生子的话，为什么基督徒都是上帝的儿子？
If Jesus is the only son that God has, how come all Christians are God's son?
当你生下来的时候。
When you are born.
有一张报生纸，有没有啊？
There's a birth certificate.
有没有？
Right?
有啊，有一张报生纸。那么你现在许多的政府机关都有这个报生纸。
You know that many government needs all these birth certificates.
所以你就做 photocopy.
So you make photocopy.
你 copy 一张， copy 两张，
one, two,
copy 三张，
three,
copy 四张，
four copies.
请问，因为 copy 四张，所以你报生纸变成五张？
So when you have copied four copies, you altogether five birth certificates.
不是， the original one still one.
The original one is still one.
Is that right? 所以耶稣基督神的独生子。我们个人呢，成为神的儿子以外，不妨碍他还是神的独生子。
So therefore, Jesus Christ is the only Son, and because of us existence as God's Son, it doesn't interfere him being the only Son.
那么基督徒是谁呢
？So therefore, who are the Christians?
Photocopy, 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 photocopy. 我们都是 photocopy.
We are all photocopies.
有的 photocopy 很清楚。很端正。
There are some photocopies very clear.
有的歪来歪去。
There are some photocopies is crooked.
模模糊糊。
Not too clear.
所以有一些基督徒像耶稣基督很端正，有一些呢乱七八糟。
So therefore, there are some Christians look exactly like Jesus, but there are some who is totally.
你看见了没有呢？上帝爱是人。
Do you see that God loved the world?
甚至把他的独生子赐给他们。
That He gives His only begotten Son.
叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life.
现在我们要思想上帝为什么把他的独生的儿子赐下来。
Let us think about why does God give His only begotten Son to the world?
上帝把他的儿子赐下来。
God has given us His only begotten Son.
第一样，他要把救恩赐给我们。
He wants to give us the redemption.
神不能赐下别一位。
God cannot give us any other one.
神只有赐下他的独生子。
He can only give us His only begotten Son.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为只有在基督里面有资格成全这个救恩的问题。
Because only in Christ is this qualification that He could be the salvation.
孔子说呢，善人物不得而见之，得见君子斯可也。一个好人呢，我找不到这样的人。如果找到一个呢，比较有恒心的人，我就满足了。
Confucius said that a perfect person I cannot find, but with a person with some righteousness in him, I'm satisfied.
他说圣人无不得而见之，得见这个有这君子斯可也。如果一个圣的人我找不到，我能够找到一个 gentleman， 我的心就很满足了。
He also said, if I cannot find a holy man, if I could find one gentleman, and I'm satisfied.
所以天下人间没有一个人是没有犯罪的。
So therefore, in this earth is nobody who has not committed sin.
如果我们说我们没有犯罪，
if we say that we have not committed sin,
那么只有两个可能性。
There's only two possibilities.
第一个可能性，
One,
我们对罪这个字的定义呢，同圣经的看法是不一样。
First is that we do not have the same definition to the meaning of sin as to the Bible.
第二个可能性，我们是故意说谎的人。
Second possibility is that we are lying.
圣经告诉我们，没有一个人是没有犯罪。
The Bible tells us there's nobody who has not committed sin.
没有一个人是没有过犯的。
There's nobody who has no transgression.
过犯同罪有一个关系在里面。
Transgression and sin, there's a relation in there.
所以孔子说呢，恕能无过，过能改，善莫大焉。他说有哪一个人没有过错呢？如果一个人有过错能够改呢，没有一件事是比这件事更好的。
The Confucius said that who has never committed sin, but one who has committed sin by changes is nothing better than that.
中国人呢就把孔子当作至圣先师。
In Chinese, that we regard Confucius to be the most holiest person.
但这个圣人孔子他怎么讲呢？
But what does this holy man Confucius say?
他自己说呢，假我五十，著以修矣，可以免大过也。加给我五年十年，好好学习易经 The Book of Changes， 我可以减去许多大的错误。
And Confucius said that if you give me 5 or 10 years that I can study
the book of changes,
that I would not commit too many great transgressions.
反正就我的小错还是不能免的。
It means that all the small transgression would not be pushed away.
孔子呢有一个最好的学生，这个叫做颜回。
Confucius is a very good student. His name is Yan Hui.
当颜回死的时候，孔子哭得好伤心。
When Yan Hui died, Confucius cried very miserably.
一个教育家能得因才而育之啊，那是人生一大快乐。能够有好的才干在他手下来受教，这是教师的一个快乐。
An educator has a good student in him so that he could educate him. That's his happiness.
许多因才常常的不应命，很早就失去生命了。
But many good students that have good life died very young.
所以当颜回死的时候，孔子很伤心。
So therefore, when Yan Hui had died, Confucius was very grief.
孔子对颜回呢，有一句话来描写他的好处。
And there's a relation. There's a word that Confucius used to praise Yan Hui.
他说：“回者不贰过。”什么叫做不贰过呢？颜回这个人呢、啊，从来没有重复他曾经犯过的过错。
It says Confucius said that Yan Hui, this person, has never committed his wrong twice.
Never repeat the same fault for second time. It means.At least one time, 对不对呢？至少他曾经有过一次的过错。
That means Yan Hui has at least committed once.
是有哪一个人是没有犯罪的
？Therefore, anybody this way has never.
哪一个是没有过错的呢
？Nobody has transgressions.
我们在人的眼中是好人。
In other people's judgment, we are good.
但是神的观点不一样的。
But in God's judgment, God's eyesight is different.
我十七岁的时候
，When I'm 17,
我感到我是一个好人。
I think that I was a good man.
我没有赌博过。
I never gone gambling.
没有抽过一支烟。
I never smoke.
我没有喝过酒。
I never drink.
没有玩弄过女人。
I had never been promiscuous.
我到31岁结婚到现在40岁，一生中间除了我的太太，我不认识任何一个女人。
31 years that I've been married, I have never known any other woman besides my wife.
像我这样的人，我想我够好了，我为什么要信耶稣要悔改
？Such a person like me, I think I'm good enough. Why should I believe in Jesus and change?
但是当我从圣经里看见神的要求，从神对罪对义的那个定义的时候，我清楚知道我是一个违背神的人。
So therefore, when I see from the Bible God's requirement and also the judgment and the definition of sin, I know that I have committed sin again.
神创造人的时候把良心放在我们的里面。
We know that God created man, He gave us this conscience.
我们的里面有一些的东西是我们感觉到我们常常不能做出来的。
Something in us, we feel it, but we cannot do it.
有一些大的毛病，我们不能受怪责；但是有一些小的毛病，我们常常会受怪责。
There are many big mistakes that we cannot disturb us, but there are small ones that disturb us a lot.
没有一个人是完全圣洁的人。
Nobody is perfect and holy.
但是感谢上帝。
But praise the Lord.
神不是从有罪的人中间拣选一个人来站在救主的地位，乃是亲自第二个位格。道成肉身来到人间。
But God has not chosen a personality from the people who have committed sin, but has sent down a second personality to come in.
在耶稣基督没有降生以前
，Before Jesus Christ was born，
以这个孔子的宗教
，In China we have a Confucian，
以这个道教
，There's a Taoism，
以这个神道教 ，Shintoism，
这是 Shintoism，
已经有这印度教 Hinduism，
and Hinduism，
已经有这个佛教 Buddhism， 以这个 Zoroastrianism。已经有这个 mythology in the Greek and in the Roman religion and Roman systems. 那么这些 traditional religion in the ancient world already there. 无论是亚洲
，no matter in Asia，
无论是欧洲
，or in Europe，
无论是非洲
，or in Africa，
他们都有他们自己的宗教。
Each continent has its own religion.
亚洲有亚洲的宗教
，in Asia has its own.
欧洲有欧洲的宗教
，Europe，
非洲有非洲的宗教
，Africa。
但是神把他的儿子耶稣基督赐下来。
But when God has given His only begotten Son，
为什么呢？因
为
基督要成全那些宗教所不能成全的事情。
Because God wants to fulfill all the things that the religions will not be able to fulfill.
我请问你，宗教好不好
？Let me ask you, is religion
好不好？
Good?
宗教比文化更深一层，谈到那永恒的、最奥秘的人生最深里面最基层的需要，那永恒的价值。所以，宗教是文化的里面最深、最深的精髓。
We know that religion is the best result of culture because it goes into the deepest of talking about the eternity of and also the mystery of life.
Besides.The continent of Asia, there's not even one continent besides Asia who produced a good or high-level religion. This is the only continent. Shintoism, Confucianism, Taoism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Zoroastrianism, all the good religions, Judaism, Christianity, are all produced in Asia. So Asians, you must not be inferior. 亚洲人不要自卑感，但是也 must not be superior also. 你也不要骄傲。我要告诉你，许多中国人说我不要信耶稣，因为信耶稣是美国人。
Many Chinese says I don't want to believe in Jesus because he's American.
耶稣不是美国人。
He's not a Western.
耶稣是亚洲人。
He's a nation.
所以你乱讲一场。
So you're talking nonsense.
有一个人说我们中国共产党，我们伟大的中国，我们不要相信外国来的。耶稣是犹太人。我说你们共产党的这个马克思也是犹太人呐、啊。
And the communists tell us that we Chinese want to believe in communism, but not the Western Jesus. But I also said that Marx is also a Jew.
Yeah, Marx is a Jew. You say, no, scientist, Einstein was a Jew. You say, no, psychologist, Sigmund Freud was a Jew. 所以你在讲什么？所以我们不能以国界来定真理。
So therefore, we cannot use nationality to say what is true or not.
那么宗教同救恩不同的地方在哪里呢
？So what is the difference between salvation and religion?
宗教都是好的。
All religions are good.
宗教教人行善。
All religions tell man to do good.
每一个宗教都是好的。
Every religion is good.
每一个宗教都教人行善。
Every religion tells us to do good.
从来没有一个宗教说你每天要犯罪几次才好。
No ever. China we've seen a religion says that every day you should commit certain number of wrong.
你要偷人家的东西，你要讲不好的话，你要犯这个罪，犯那个罪，才合格作为的宗教教徒。
Yeah, never said that you should. Thou shalt commit sin, thou shalt deceit in order to be my disciples.
没有。
Never said that.
但我要问你一个问题。
But let me ask you a question.
什么叫做好
？But what does it mean good?
宗教好不好
？Religion is good.
回答好不好
？Answer me.
好。
Good.
宗教教人做好不做好
？Does religion teach people to do good?
做好。什么叫做好
？What does it mean good？
回答。什么叫做好
？What is good？
有的宗教说不结婚更好。
Some religion says it's better good not to get married。
结婚不大好。
Get married is not too good。
性是空的。
Sex is empty。
欲是空的。Desire。
Desire is also empty。
Is empty。Sex is empty。All kind of carnal enjoyment is empty。 另外一个宗教是结婚也好。
The other religion says you could get married.
但是娶一个就好了。
But only marry one.
另外一个宗教是娶十个也好。
Another religion says you can marry four. It's also good.
所以我问你哪一个什么叫做好
？So let me ask you which one is good.
Our religions are talking concerning good, but what is good? We lost the standard. You see, we don't know what is the criteria. What is the religion's standard of good? No one can know who is good, except when God manifests Himself in Jesus Christ. Then we know that only one good. That is the absolute goodness Himself. In Latin, in philosophy, that is called summum bonum, the highest good. When He manifests Himself, then you know who is good. Before that, you think you are good enough. After you know Him, then you know you are so wicked, you are so proud, and you are so dirty, you are so sinful before God. 如果宗教够好的话，上帝不需要差遣耶稣到这个世界上来。
If the religion is good enough, God doesn't have to send His Son to this world.
宗教叫人做好。
The religion tells us to do good.
所以从今天开始。
So therefore, from now on, today.
1980年。
1980.
九月十二号。
12.
从今天开始。
From today on.
我有了宗教了。
I have religion.
我立志做好人了。
I want to set my will to be a good person.
从今天开始。
From today on.
一直到死。
Until the day I die.
我不再犯罪。
I'll never commit sin.
不再骂人。
Never scold anybody.
不再赌博。
Never gamble.
不再妒忌。
I will never deceive.
不再贪心。
I'll never be miserly.
不再一天到晚的怀疑别人偷我的东西。
I'll never be suspicious of other people.
内心里不再批评别人。
I'll not judge other people in my
life. 不再傲慢小气，许多的毛病全部没有了。
So many other little problems that we have, I shall give it away.
一直到我死的时候。
Until the day I die.
我没有再犯罪。
I'll never commit a single sin.
从今天开始。
From today on.
一直到死不再犯罪。
Until the day I die, I will commit no sin.
好不好？
Is it good?
好不好？大家说好不好？
Everybody say, is it good?
大声一点，好不好？好不好？
Louder.
可能不可能？
Is it possible?
你怎么知道？
How do you?
你不可能，他大概可能。
Probably it's impossible for you, but for him it is possible.
我看他的脸大概可能。
I look at his face.
你看他练多么好，你看。你大概不可能。
Probably for you.
他大概可能。但是奇怪的，我刚才问可能不可能，很多人马上摇头说不可能。为什么？因为你的经验告诉你，你曾经立愿很多次除掉你的小毛病，连小毛病都除不掉。
But I see so many people that shake their head when I ask, "Is it possible?" He says, "It's not." But I think it's because in your experience, you have set up wills to do good, but all the smallest things.You cannot change.
我们小的时候都做作文，题目叫做从今天起，有没有？
Oh, when you're small, we'll write composition starting from today.
然后后来是天天都是今天，对不对？
Every day is starting today.
所以天天从天天起。
So every day is starting from today.
我告诉你，到老了还是一样。
Even though when you're old, you still starting from today.
回头想过去的日子。
When I turn back to think of my days. And take a look today.
人的一生要走哪一条道路呢？
To see which way shall we take?
你就一天拖一天吗？
Every day is drag on and drag on.
我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
假如说
，if
如果说，设死说，
for example,
比如说
，in other words，
这个一样的，全部一样的。
It's all the same thing.
Supposing, if it is possible, supposing that I can finish the rest of my all my life in the holy life without committing any sin since the day I accept one religion, I will be called a perfect man. But I will ask you.That is between 80 September 12th until your death. I don't know when will you go to die. I don't know. You don't know either. But I want to ask you, what about the sins committed on the 11th, 10th, 9th, 8th, August, and the years past? 如果你从今天不再犯罪，照着宗教的善行的规则一直到死，保守自己圣洁的话，我告诉你。我为你感谢上帝，你是好人，但是那是从1980九月十二开始。请问，昨天的罪怎么办？前天的罪怎么办？上个月的罪怎么办？过去的年代你所犯的罪怎么办？我告诉你 ，There is no way, there is no way out, there is no way out from the bondage of the sin, there is no way out from the power of the darkness, except you come to accept the redemption in Jesus Christ. That is something cannot be achieved, cannot be accomplished.By religion or religion alone, you need Jesus Christ, because in Him there is the love of God, in which includes the redemption. So this redemption is 上帝把他的儿子赐下来的第一个原因，第二个原因。
Second reason.
为什么上帝把他的儿子赐下来呢？
Why does God want to give us his son?
因为上帝要把他的生命赐给我们。
Because God want to give us his life.
耶稣基督，我来了，乃是叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛的生命。
Jesus said, "I come so that people will have life, but have life more abundantly."
请你注意这句话。
Pay attention to this sentence.
在宗教里面所论的是善同恶的问题。
In religion, he talks about the question of good and evil.
在哲学里面所论的是真假的问题。
In philosophy, he talks about truth and false.
在科学里面所论的是是非的问题。
And in science, he talks about yes or no.
Yes or no, a good or no good. It is true or false. These are all discussed and all speculated in the realm of religion, in philosophy and in science. But when Jesus comes to the world, he brings forth another category of the contrast that is between life and death. 上帝爱世人，甚至把他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。不是生死，不是善恶之道，不是真假之道，不是是非之道，乃是生死之道。The way concerning life and death. 这是基督同宗教、同哲学，还有从其他的科学不同的地方。
This is the difference between Jesus. This is the difference between Christ and religion and philosophy and all other science.
上帝把生死的道赐下来。
That God has given us the way of life and death.
你走善恶的道吗？
You walk the way of right and wrong.
你走是非的道吗？
You walk the way of false and truth.
这些都是好的。
These are all good.
但是除此以外，更重要的是关于永生的事。
But besides this, it's a more important question. It's concerning eternal life.
每一个宗教就要把善的道德标准给我们。
All the religions to give you the good ways.
但从来没有一个人像耶稣说：“我来要给人的生命。”
But there's nobody like Jesus come and says, "I'll come and give you life."
连一个都没有。
It's not a single one.
没有人把生命赐下来。
There's nobody give the life away.
耶稣基督说：“我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命。”
So therefore Jesus says, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life."
感谢上帝。
Thank the Lord.
你说我有生命啊。
He says, "I have life."
我有生命，我会唱歌啊。
He says, "I have life. I can sing."
录音机比你更会唱。
The tape recorder can sing better than you.
你说我会讲话啊。
He says, "I can talk."
Radio 比你讲得更准，英文漂亮得不得了。
The radio can speak better English than
you. 你说我会走路啊。
He says, "I can walk."
汽车会跑更快。
But the automobile can run faster.
你说我会听。
He says, "I can hear."
录音机听得更清楚。
But the recorder will hear.
你说我会看。
He says, "I can see."
照相机会看得更详细。
But the camera can see more clearly.
Telescope 看得更远。
The telescope can see further.
Microscope 看得更精细。
And the microscope see more precise.
你说我会想，我会算。
He says, "I can think, I can calculate."
人已经做了电脑，也会做这些工作。
We already created a computer that could do these.
这些不等于生命的记号。
These do not equal to the symbol of life.
生命还有什么呢？
What is life?
还有自由。
They still have.
还有人格。
To have personality.
还有道德。
They have morality.
还有对神的觉悟。
And also to have the cognitions of God.
Consciousness of God.
The consciousness of God.
The consciousness concerning God and the spiritual understanding of the truth of God. There is something in life.Never happen in the products of human civilization and human science. 人的科学、人的文化绝对不能产生的那个对神的觉悟的、道德的责任、良心的功用、人格的自由这些方面的生命，请问你有没有？你说我有了。
You all decide the life. Do you say you have it?
那我要告诉你，你的生命是一个痛苦的生命。
Your life is a miserable life.
你的生命是一个不平安的生命。
It's a life without peace.
你的生命是一个常常失败的生命。
It's a life with a lot of failures.
你的生命是软弱的生命。
It's a life with a lot of weakness.
你需要耶稣基督所给你的。
So therefore, you need the life Jesus Christ can give you.
基督为我们的罪死在十字架上，为我们经过了死亡的经历。得胜了死权的魔鬼，他从死里复活，把真正永远的生命赐给我们。
The God, that Jesus Christ has died on the cross, and also because of sin, has gone through the experience of death and being resurrected in order to give us that life.
所以上帝赐下他的儿子，叫我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
So therefore, God gave us His only begotten Son, that we will not perish but have eternal life.
第三样，上帝为什么把他的独生子赐下来呢？
Why does God want to give us His only begotten Son?
神把他的独生子赐下来，要把那个儿子的名分赐给我们。
In order to give us that sonship.
所以我们可以成为神的儿女。
Therefore, we could be the children of God.
神的儿女。
Sons and daughters of God.
这是一个最大的身份。
This is the biggest, position that we can attain.
The biggest, the highest identity we can obtain in the universe.To be the sons of God. 这是何等荣耀的一件事情。
This is such a glorious thing.
感谢上帝。
We thank God.
这个心理学家告诉我们。
That the psychologist tell us.
一个人的神经不正常有三个原因。
When a person is mentally disturbed, there are three reasons.
第一个原因是什么呢？
First reason.
他所受到的爱不正常，神经就不正常了。
The first is that his love is not the right kind of love, so his mentality is wrong.
没有人爱他。
There's nobody loving.
所以他就孤单了。
So therefore he's lonely.
他就痛苦了。
And he feels miserable.
以后就对自己的身份不清楚了。
And therefore he loses his own identity.
第二样。
Second reason.
如果人太过爱他 ，overprotected。
If somebody overprotected,
他就变得很软弱。
He became weak.
就变得没有办法自立起来。
He became dependent, would not be able to be independent.
如果呢，爱他的人是太过强逼他，太过对他要求太高 ，overpressure. Finally, he will be very rebellious.
If also people love him too much and pressure him, he become rebellious.
他就反抗了。In action is equal to reaction. 所以结果他就反抗起来了。
The action equals reaction, therefore he rebelled.
那你今天的性格怎么样？我不知道。你想想你过去怎么样，就知道你今天为什么这样。
Your personality, your character is there, I don't know. But think back to before.
一个人没有真正的爱是很可怜的。
The person do not have the true love is very miserable.
社会上有千千万万的人过一个没有人爱的。
There are thousands and thousands of people in the society without love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们应当怎么样把神的爱分享给他们
？We should think how could we give God's love to them.
第二样是 identity 的事情。
The second problem with mental disturbance is the problem of identity.
你问一个孩子说，哎。你的父亲是谁呀、
啊、？You ask the son, who is your father?
他说你不要问我。
He said, don't ask me.
不要紧嘛，我问你嘛，你父亲名叫什么？
他说 don't worry, I'll ask you, what's your father's name?
不讲。
你告诉我吧，你告诉你父亲名字是谁
？Why don't you tell me what's your father's name?
后来他不得不讲了。
So finally, he has to say.
我的父亲是强盗。
He said, my father is a bank robber.
现在在监牢里面已经关了10年，还有25年才能出来。
He's in jail. It should be 10-20 more years, and then you can't be released.
你的问题给他心理上的困难。
Your question gave him a problem.
为什么
？Why？
因为每次提到问父亲，他看别人的父亲带着孩子在路上走的时候，他是想起自己的身份与别人不一样。
Because every time we mention the topic father, he sees other father take their children walking on the street, and he knows that he's different.
所以他的心理就不正常。
Therefore, his psychology is wrong.
但如果你问一个小孩子，你父亲是谁呀、啊、
？But if you ask a little child, who is your father?
You don't know who my father is.
不知道父亲是谁
？Yeah, because I don't know, so I ask.
因为我不知道是。
Who is your father?You don't know? You really don't know? My father is Jimmy Carter. 当然讲 my father is Jimmy Carter, 那个车特别长。
Why is Jimmy Carter that turn?
为什么呢
？So long.
因为 to be the son of Jimmy Carter is something to be proud, 对不对呢？啊，有一个身份在里面，我是总统的儿子，你是饭桶的儿子，所以你还不是一样，所以他有
identity
在里面。
I'm the son of the president, and you are not.
这是第二样，第三样。一个人神经衰弱，为什么呢
？When a person has mental disturbance,
因为他没有那个好的 communication.
Because he lacks a good communication.
所以当他有痛苦的时候，他不知道怎么去讲。
So when he has, he's being miserable, he doesn't know how to say it out.
他对他的妈妈讲。
He doesn't know how to say it to his mother.
他妈妈就把他的秘密告诉许多人。
His mother go out and tell all the secrets to other people.
所以有许多做孩子的很恨自己的父母亲。
So there's a lot of children who hate their parents.
因为这些父母只要孩子了解他，而不要了解孩子。
Because all these parents want the children to understand them and not understand the children.
你们做父母的要谨慎。
So therefore, if you're being parents,
你们做孩子也要谨慎。
And be chosen also be careful.
那么你说我如果困难告诉谁呢
？So if I have this problem, who do I go talk?
有的人有痛苦的时候呢
？When a person is being painful,
他就把它吞下去。
He just swallow it.
吞下去。
Swallow.
吞到后来不能再吞了。
And finally, he can't swallow it.
太重了。
It's too heavy inside.
不是爆炸就是沉下去。
And it's not exploding, he just sinks.
所以有一些人呢。受了苦以后，他就乱来一场，什么罪都犯。
So when a person who suffers pain, he goes out and commit all kinds of wrong.
受苦以后的爆炸。
That is the final explosion of after suffering pain.
有一种人受了苦以后，他就自杀。
There's some people who have suffered pain and they commit suicide.
那是沉下去的一种
受苦。Those are the people who drops down, sink.
我告诉你，这是 communication 的问题。
And this is a problem of communication.
如果你找朋友，你要找一个有耳朵没有口的朋友。
If you want to find a friend, you'll find a friend who has ear but with no mouth.
你说哪里有这样的人？
Because how could be?
每个人都有口吗？
Everybody has a mouth.
你把你痛苦告诉他的时候。
When we tell about your problem, your grief.
他了解你。
He understands.
他与你一同祷告。
He prayed together with.
他为你祈求。
He
pray for you.
Pray for you.
但是他不能这个把你的这个失败当作是笑谈来轻看你。
But he will not use your failure to be a ridicule and look down on you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
当一个人成为神的儿子的时候。
Therefore, a person become a child of God.
他在这三方面有最高的地位。
So therefore, in these three parts, he has the highest identity.
When a Christian,
when a
man, accept Jesus Christ, and he has been given the authority to be the Son of God, then he obtained the greatest love in the universe. When a man accept Jesus Christ, he come to the Lord, and he accept the salvation, redemption in Jesus Christ, he now has the identity to be the Son of God. When a man accept Jesus Christ, after being the Son of God, then he got the true communication and the best qualification to call Father, God as his Father. When he prayed, that is not only a long distance call, not a long distance call, interprovincial, interstate call, not intercontinental, international, that's interuniversal. You understand that? That kind of communication. You communicate yourself with God, your Creator, your Lover, your Redeemer, your God, your Master. Don't despise and don't look down the prayer made by the Christian who truly has faith in God. 你不要轻看，当一个基督徒真正享受神最高的爱，神的儿子，而与神有交通的时候，他的祷告与神之间的关系，给他享受了那个儿子的权利。 请问你愿意不愿意做神的儿子？你愿意不愿意做神的儿子？
Let me ask you, do you want to be the son of God?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
我现在举一个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
我请你上来。
Let me ask you to come.
你不要跑，我不会害你。
Don't worry, I won't do anything.
请你上来。 I'm not going to kill you. Don't be. 你名叫什么？华顺明。华顺明。你看我问他，他讲的华顺明。哇，这个一定是不错，这个人。He's
also a good
person. 你的爸爸是不是强盗？
Is your father a bank robber?
不是，土匪。Is
it a
坏蛋？Is
all the bad kind of person?
专门欺负人的。The
people who goes out.
医生？不是。工程师？不是。教授？不是。校长？不是。你爸爸是哪一种人？
What kind of person is your father?
我爸是很普通的公务员。普通的公务员，好人不好？
Very simple officers.
不算太坏，算太坏，差不多，可以，社会上的人尊重他，有的人尊重，正常的一个人，你成为他的孩子，感到很难过吗？不感到，没有，不错了，他还给送你的留学，对不对？对，好，你的爸爸名叫什么
？What's your father's name？
我父亲叫华忠秀，
华忠秀，好，你认识我父亲吗
？Do you know my father？
不认识，你问我好不好
？You ask me，
你父亲是好人吗？你不认识我父亲？我不认识你，你不认识，你认识？
你认识，你认识，你不认识我父亲。你认识我父亲。哦，我告诉你，我父亲哪一个大？我的父亲，我告诉你，创造天地万物的上帝。
Let me tell you who's my father. He's the creator of all the entire universe.
他的父亲不过是姓华的。His
father is not only somebody named Huang.
我的父亲是创造天地万物的上帝。请问我父亲，我的父亲哪一个大
？But my father is somebody who created the universe. Who is bigger?
他承认我父亲大。
He recognized my father.
我父亲就是他父亲，他忘记了。我父亲同你父亲哪一个？ You understand now? When a man become the son of God, he enjoy the power, the authority, the qualification, and the identity of son. And you can say, Father, my Father in heaven. 你明白吗？ This is the meaning of being a Christian. 这个叫做做基督徒。 Okay, you. No, who is your father? Thank you. 最后一样
Last thing.
上帝把他的儿子赐下来
That God has given us his only begotten son.
不但把救赎给我们
Not only to give us redemption.
不但把生命给我们
Not only give us life.
不但把儿子的名分给我们
Not only give us a sonship.
把真正的自由给我们
But also to give us a true freedom.
真正的自由不是犯罪的自由
This true freedom is not freedom to sin.
我抽烟的时候
When I smoke,
我有抽烟的自由
I have the freedom to smoke.
你第一天抽一支
The first day you smoke,
有抽五支
Later on, I become five a day.
有抽十支
And then ten a day.
你慢慢有抽烟的自由而没有不抽烟的自由
Suddenly you have the freedom of smoking, but not the freedom of not smoking.
你起先是你抓烟，后来是烟抓你
Before is you grab a cigarette, later on a cigarette grabs you.
起先是你买烟，后来是烟买你，你把自己卖掉
Before is you buy cigarettes, but later on the cigarette buys you. You have sold yourself out the cigarette.
起先是你抽烟，后来烟抽你
Beginning you smoke the cigarette, later on the cigarette smokes you.
我告诉你，喝酒的人是酒的奴仆
Therefore I tell you, a person who drinks is a slave of alcohol.
赌博的人是贪心的奴仆
The person who gambles is the slave of
covetousness. 这个，你这个犯奸淫的人是你的性欲的奴仆
So therefore, a person who commits adultery is also the slave of promiscuity.
Yeah, of your own sex. 这样的一个真正的自由，不是犯罪的自由
So therefore, a true freedom is not freedom.
今天有许多的青年人，当他们吸毒了以后呢，他们
There are so many people today who have taken drugs, but after taking them, they have so miserable because they know what is the bondage of sin, but they cannot come out of it.
有一个青年人吸毒了以后，后来从监牢里面出来。
A person who has taken drugs, but later he came out of the jail.
有一天呢，他突然间跑到那个气垫里面去买那一些呢，这个有这个发霉性的东西。他马上呢，把整个鼻子放在汽油的上面吸那个东西，因为他说我没有吸几天我就很痛苦。
And suddenly, after a few days, he ran right away into the paint shop. He grabbed a barrel of paint and just put on top of the paint and sniff because I can't take it.
他内心知道有一个东西在捆绑着他。
So therefore, he knows that in his heart there's something that's binding him.
亲爱的同胞，亲爱的朋友
，Dear brothers and dear friends，
我告诉你。你的罪正在捆绑着你。
Your sin is binding you.
人不知道你什么罪。
We do not know what kind of sin you have.
主知道。
But the Lord knows.
你知道。
You know.
你的良心知道。
Your conscience knows.
叫你犯罪的魔鬼也知道。
And the Satan who tells you to sin also knows.
今天我奉主名告诉你。
Today I'll be telling you in the name of Christ.
他要把真自由赐给你。
He want to give you the true freedom.
100年以前。
100 years ago.
在中国有个姓西，名叫圣魔的人。
In China, there's a person by the name of 西圣魔。
这一个人呢，他呢从来就是一个很聪明的人。
And this person from the beginning is very smart.
是一个才子，头脑的过人。
And is super intelligent. He's far past other people in intellect.
文学好得不得了。
Has a very good in writing.
但是他有一个毛病。
But he has a problem.
这个毛病什么毛病
？What is the problem?
就是爱抽鸦片。
He likes to smoke opium.
所以钱多少就会都完了。
So therefore, however much money he just spent on opium.
有一天当他用光他的钱的时候
，So one day when he finished spending all his money,
他的学问，他的这个才子的这种天资呢，没有办法改正他的罪恶。
His intellect, his talent is no way of changing his problem.
突然就看见满清政府的广告。
Suddenly he sees there's a note posted out by the government in Manchu.
告示上面写什么呢
？What is the poster say?
也真人写文章劝化中国人不要吸鸦片。
They say we need some intellectual people with talents to write some, to write something tell people not to smoke.
文章中奖以后呢，第一奖多少钱？第二奖多少钱？第三奖多少钱
？If you have come in and just write it, the first prize is this, second prize is that, third prize is that.
所以这个他说这个机会来了，我可以写文章赚钱了。
This is Mr. Xi started saying that I have my chance is here. I'm going to go write something.
他就写了。
So he start writing.
文章好得不得了。
Such a good writing flows through his composition.
句句合理，段段动人。
And every part is so logical and so moving.
人读了以后呢，这个灵感无中啊，这个流泪流涕。
And the people who read it would just cry all over, and it was all touching inside.
后来他用不同的名字把许多文章放进去了。
And he used all different kinds of pen name and started mailing all the applications.
等到发放的时候呢
，And when the date of the announcement, first prize
是他
，It's him.
第二名
，Second prize
还是他
，Still him.
第三名
，The third prize
又是他
，Again him.
所以他拿了许多的钱。
So he took all the money.
你知道他拿了钱以后做先去做什么事情
？You know what's the first thing he did when he took that money?
拿了以后第一件事就是去买鸦片。
The first thing he does is take the money to buy opium.
你看见了没有
？Do you see that?
为什么呢
？Why?
他的理性知道鸦片是不好的。
Because in his brain he knows that the opium is not good.
他说犯罪是不对。
He knows that shouldn't sin.
但是他的 reason doesn't work, and no transforming power from ethical knowledge into ethical power and ethical behavior. No such transforming power. 为什么呢？因为人罪不是单单理性的问题，罪是整个生命受奴役的问题。
Because sin is not a problem of reason, but sin is a problem of the whole body, whole soul being its slave.
耶稣基督说
，Jesus Christ said,
我来了。
I come.
我要给你们真的自由。
I want to give you the true freedom.
你在罪恶中间吗
？You are in among sin.
你没有自由吗
？You do not have sin.
来吧。
Do not have freedom.
人子给你们自由，你们就真自由。
You come and the Son of Man give you the freedom. You have true freedom.
今天晚上
，Tonight，
我要奉主的名告诉你。
I want to tell you in the name of Jesus Christ.
上帝爱世人。
That God so loved the world.
上帝如此爱你。
That God so loved the world.
耶稣基督赐下来的。
The God so loved you and give you Jesus Christ.
他要把救恩给你。
He want to give you redemption.
他把新的生命给你。
He want to give you new life.
他把儿子的生命给你。
He want to give you the identity of sonship to you.
他把自由给你。
He want to give you freedom.
请问你肯不肯
？We ask you, are you willing?
来到主的面前。
To come in front of the Lord.
来接受他。
And to accept him.
你肯不肯
？Are you willing?
你肯不肯
？Are you willing?
你不是回答我。
Don't answer me.
回答你的主。
Ask your Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let's all bow down our head and pray.
He sent the love of Jesus, very wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, he sent the love of Jesus, something wonderful, wonderful is his to me.
这是讲坛录音侍奉，很高兴你收听我们的录音带，请你把我们的工作介绍给你的朋友，并请为我们祈祷，谢谢。